Hallelujah, hallelujah. Good morning, guys. On Bootcast in James Glory, north of England, Accrington. Fantastic day here, praise God. Sun shining again. And not much breeze either, which makes a change, because there has been sort of the sporadic chill breeze blowing of late around here in Lancashire. Hallelujah, what a great day. A good day. I've got a day of study today and a day of rest, you know, and writing up some more of my teachings for a lot of people. And I've just been looking at some reports coming through, you know, some of the international crisis reports coming through for over the Tamil situation, you know, and there are so many thousands of people encircled in this little area the size of, I think, around about Central Park, you know, and there are thousands. And pretty much the rebels have been giving orders, basically, that if get out now or you're going to die. But there are so many civilians trapped there. So your prayers for those guys today, please. And also, I just want to, you know, spread a message of hope for Zimbabwe. Fantastic. I mean, you see, when the gospel was first proclaimed to the Shona people in Zimbabwe 100 years ago, there was the concept of a supreme being, and his name was Mwari. And some missionaries and many church leaders today have contextualized the Christian message, and Mwari became God, you know, which is not really a good thing. But I'll tell you something. There are a lot of prayer warriors been praying for Zimbabwe. And I know there are people who do have iPhones there. And I just want to say, be encouraged, guys, because the church is going to arise. Christ has got your freedom planned. So just hang on in there. The same goes for other persecuted churches. You know, I speak to you guys. I want you to know that we love you very much and that we are praying for you. We are praying for you. We're praying for you. Just remember, in Daniel 10, the angel comes to Daniel after a 21-day battle with the prince of the Persian kingdom. You know, which was in those days a demonic ruler installed over a geographical region and working within the world system of Satan. Do you know? And obviously there is, you know, that kind of prince over Zimbabwe. You know, millions of Shona people. And, you know, these highest ranking spirits are set over the two major groups of the nation. So, praise God. Because there is going to be liberation there. There is going to be liberation in countries where Christians are still persecuted. And again, I speak to you, persecuted church, in the name of Jesus. You are much loved. Don't think that we've forgotten you. Please don't. You are prayed for and you are much loved. And we know that you're standing strong in the gospel. And we understand your sacrifices. May God bless you this day. So, hallelujah. Great news coming out of Zimbabwe there. That there is change. There is change happening. And if you're willing to not just watch the normal news and you're willing to look at some of the internet reports and look for yourself, you'll see there is actually change. And I pray that the Lord will soften Robert Mugabe's heart. And I pray for all the generals who are up to their neck in, you know, corruption and criminality. Do you know, I pray for justice and mercy. I pray that they can repent and turn from the ways and let the people be free. Come on, church, arise. Church, arise. So today, guys, no matter what situation you're in so-called civilized world, remember, no matter how hard it is, these guys are having it terribly. So let us be grateful and thank God. Father, today I thank you for all those who bootcast. Thank you for listening to this. And thank you for those members in persecuted churches who hear this. May they draw some hope from the fact that we are praying for them and we love them. And just remember, your Redeemer lives and he hasn't forgotten you. So guys, have a wonderful, wonderful, terrific day. May God bless you and your families. Thank you for all the followers and the emails. And again, I say, this is really corny, this, but boo boo and bless you. Hallelujah. James Glory, north of England, saying bye bye. God bless.